I'm a little bit of an authority on UFOs myself, and I'm very much into UFOs as you are. I originally came to West Virginia. I bought a 66-acre farm in Calhoun County. And there was a man who built an underground home right down from me. He was the closest neighbor. My closest neighbor was 2 miles away. And he was a retired CEO for Sears and Roebuck Corporation. He was studying UFOs and had went to Roswell, and he also went to Washington, D.C., and at that time, you could read the Operation Blue Book that the government printed about UFOs, and he stole a copy of Operation Blue Book. And he loaned me the copy, and I read it. I read that book, Operation Blue Book, that the United States government put out. And in that book, the government itself claims there's been at least 8 different types of sightings of outer space vehicles that they had no explanations for. And the largest sighting of a UFO was some other country where there was a huge stadium and a soccer match or something was going on, and there was like 80,000 people. And a flying saucer came down and flew right across the field. And as it went across the stadium, it was so low, there was no question about it. It was a flying saucer. And as it went past the stadium, this fiber like angel hair stuff started falling from the sky. And they called it like angel hair. It was just like golden angel hair. But what it was something from the propulsion system that ran the flying saucer. Now, flying saucers are real. And they've been here, and they've been looking at us for years. And you're right, the government has lied to the people, as it's lied to you all about everything. Everything the government tells you is a lie. Now, here's the thing. When they made the movie Roswell, that general came down to Roswell, I think that's New Mexico, and went in to see this one surviving flying saucer person, and they had him behind a glass cage or something. And in the movie, he was like looking at the guy, and the guy, the flying saucer individual, was like transmitting thoughts into his mind, and he knew it, and he almost had a stroke. And the sergeant or somebody that was standing near him says, "What? Are you all right? Are you all right?" He got real pale like it. He said, "What did he say?" And he said, "We own you. We are your creators." Now that was in the movie. Well, the movie's supposed to be true. There's also a movie called Far in the Sky. Did you see that one also?
Yeah,
you have that movie?
I've got that.
So, I mean, you know, it's a fact. They've been watching us, and more or less, they even have been known to hover over top of police cars as though they're trying to give them a message. We're tired of you leaning on the people like you are and stuff. And rather than the God theory, if you really want to know the truth, you know, I was raised, my parents forced me to go to church. I was forced to go to church when I was a kid, you know. And that was one of the places where I got in more trouble than anything, because me and a friend of mine, Jerry Batters, would be talking while the preacher's preaching, and we'd get smacked on the fingers or something for not paying attention to the sermon or whatever, you know. But I really truly believe, in reality, I believe stronger that we were created by flying saucer people than I do of a God theory. Because really, things, statements in the Bible like God created us in His image. Well, you look at this, and God created all this. God is not an image of a man. I mean, you know, the statements like the churches, we're created in the image of God. God created us in His image. Well, how...
I just interject one thing there. And actually, the text says,
man was created in our image is actually the way the text reads. It's plural.
Man was created
right.
In
our image. That's
right.
In our image.
Our, not singular.
Who is our?
Well,
I have my own thoughts on that.
Maybe. Yeah, well, we all do, but I'm, I am like so, I can't believe all the things that go on here and how government can continue to just do anything that it wants. People need to somehow take control of this government and take its power away, one way or another. They need to start making laws like, we want accountability for every dollar, and we'll tell you what to spend it on and where it's to go. And the people are the government, and the people need to exert their power and say, we're tired of you running things without our voice. You know, it's time that people's voices were heard instead of the government just doing whatever it wants to do. Because they were making billions of dollars by taxing people to death and taking their money, do you think they want to give that power up? You want to know why government's not letting the people know what's going on
about the UFOs?
Because they don't want them to think, you know, anything other than that they're the ones that should be making decisions.
It undermines their power. That there's a higher power above government. Is that?
Yeah, I think. No, he wrote The 12th Planet. The 12th Planet and a series of books called The Earth Chronicles. Correct. He says that Nibiru has an elliptical orbit which goes around every 3,600 years. And their planet was basically dying. They had a dying planet and they needed gold dust. And they set out 450,000 years ago, they sent out probes to find gold, and they found it on the earth. They crashed down. To make a long story short, they came here and they were mining the gold. They had a mutiny.
Who came here? The flying saucer people, you mean?
The people from Nibiru.
Yeah, that's a distant planet.
Planet from the 12th planet. They came here to find gold, and they were sending gold back and creating gold dust to protect their atmosphere around Nibiru. Their workers, which they brought 600 workers with them, all male, and they mutinied. And when that happened, they decided they needed to create. This came from him reading 20,000 of cuneiform tablets.
Sumeria.
From Sumeria. You know, the civilization just grew out of
so
nowhere.
This is from this guy's writings.
This is from he.
His interpretation around of the Sumerian world. Writings, which are the oldest writings
known to man. That's right. And they are in museums around the world. He didn't say I could discover them, I found them. He went to these different museums and he read them. Basically,
and
his theory.
His interpretation of them, but yeah.
His interpretation is that these aren't mythology like others believe. This is their history they're talking about. And it repeats it again and again in several different tablets. Basically, that they once they came to Earth and they started mining the gold and the mutiny occurred, they said, we need to create a slave race. And so they mixed their DNA, and this is the missing link, according to Sitchin, with a cave-dwelling person of that.
I believe that.
And then they created a slave race.
I believe that.
The government. You just described the government.
Exactly.
Yeah. They are the slaves.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
they still think
of us as slaves. And there was a time, and the flood was supposed to eliminate all of mankind.
See, that's what I
but
mean.
But the guy Enki, who created us, basically created the slave race with Ninharsik, who was their chief medical officer, and they tried many, many times. And had many, many failures. And those failures were Bible or in mythology, where they talk about the mermaids and the cyclops and the half fish, half man, half horse, half man, were their failures. And then when they finally succeeded, they created the human.
And it was crossbreeding from their DNA
to a cave dwelling animal of that time.
Exactly.
That's right. And they produced. Now, during the flood, Enlil wanted to eliminate the mankind, and Enki, who had created mankind, loved mankind, and so he basically, the Noah story is about him saving, and they didn't take two of every animal aboard the ship, they took the DNA from the animals aboard the ship.
Doesn't that sound more truthful than the fact that when you die, if you've been good,
you'll go up on the heaven and you'll be on a cloud. You get to go in the gate. God will let you in the gate if you've been good. And then you get to float around on the clouds for eternity. Now, which story sounds the most truthful? This story sounds the most truthful.
Okay, now,
exactly. Exactly.
So he's written a
series. I mean, churches have been playing you too. Don't forget to give 10% of your earnings to the church. If you've got any spiritual energy or any knowledge to give somebody, you don't charge them for it.
Okay, I want to interrupt a second.
Can I just finish the story quickly, and then we can go on to wherever.
Because I agree with everything you're saying.
Well, basically, after the flood, he saved them and saved a few, and then they the last time that Nibiru, he says, came within our orbit, they were going to come back. They were going to come back, but they did this. They said, we're fed up with all the problems with mankind. They can't, there's no way that 600 or 900 Nibiruans can rule over millions and millions of humans. So they created the pharaohs. They created those who had who were half and half, who were half, at least had some of the blue blood, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati blood. It was they had some of the blood of Nibiru in them.
Exactly.
And they put them in charge. And
one of the reasons
that's what he said.
One of the things that makes me almost positive that you're right about what you're saying is because I know for a fact within my body there are two spirits. There is a negative, which is Satan, and there's a positive, which is godly. Now, if you stand in front of a mirror and you want to see God and Satan standing side by side, just get in front of a mirror and you'll see God and Satan standing side by side, because a human being is built to where they are two energies in one body.
Do you see this as a metaphor, or are you talking literally about having two souls?
I'm talking this as every human being is two spirits in a body. Every human being on the earth is two spirits in one body.
You're divided down through the middle like this. You mean that literally? I mean
literally. You have a negative force in you, a satanic type energy, and you have a godly-like energy in you, left and right.